Hi, this is Christoph Goes on BBS Radio, where you can check tracks from my new album Turning Inside, because if it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com.
Friday night conference call on BBS Radio. And for those of you who are tuning in for the first time, this is an experiment in oneness. This is an experiment in co-creation. And we are having a conference line that has, I'll just let you know.
There are 13 participants in the conference.
13 people, and we have everyone listening on BBS Radio. And this call started as, I said, an experiment in oneness. And what does that mean? What is an experiment in oneness? Well, it goes on the premise that we all exist multidimensionally as well as physically, and that there are beings, consciousnesses, that also exist multidimensionally, and physical existence, we're all separated. But in multidimensionality, there is, we could say, one hologram that's as big as the entire universe, and we are all subsets in that hologram. And that it is possible to move in and out of different combinations, and we all do that from day to day. One of the things that we talk about sometimes is channeling and bringing through communications from other dimensions, and something that everyone does all the time is channel, except they don't know they're doing it. But one way of looking at that is, as you go through the course of your day and you talk to different people, if you're being open and vibrationally sensitive, then every time you talk to somebody, you will sound different. You will use different vocabulary. And you don't do this in your conscious mind. It happens as an automatic response to the consciousness, the hologram that's presented to you. And if you're speaking in front of the public, the chances are if you're talking to one audience, you'll talk completely different than if you talk to another audience, because every moment is a new moment of co-creation. So this is a call that is designated as an experiment in co-creation, where those of us that are on the call are agreeing to combine our holograms during the course of the call and to invite what we could call the holograms of some of the greater consciousness in the universe, the positive greater consciousness, to join with us and create a group hologram that is bigger than what we normally live with individually. And we've been doing this for quite some time, and one of the benefits of doing this is that if we create an intent and then apply it to that group hologram, you create a circumstance or an environment where that intent has more possibility of manifesting. And one of the things we've learned is if the intent has to do with planetary service, the highest good of all concerned, then we have not only our group consciousness holding that intent, but we have these forces in other dimensions amplifying our own consciousness and increasing the potential of having that intent come about. What I'm describing, I guess in traditional terms, is prayer. Because prayer is creating an intent and invoking higher forces in other dimensions. And the effectiveness of a prayer has to do with not your ability to say the words in your mind or to believe in God, but your ability to expand your hologram the part of you that's in other dimensions into the space where God exists. And by having a group energy, then we enhance each other's abilities to expand that hologram. Now, we've been doing this quite some time, and many of the people on the line have actually created intents on this line and had something happen. And I thought maybe on this particular call, if anyone is willing to speak up, we could have some of the people share something that happened to them where they created an intent with a high purpose that they expressed on this line, and something happened as a result. And let me just see. We have Kathy, Ryan, Wayne, Suzanne, Karen, Jackie, Wesley, Diane. Anyone else on the line that I didn't?
Hi, Wynn.
Oh.
We have Anna, Maya, Francis, Marianne and Gary, Diane and Wesley. And I guess that was on Dean right there?
Yes.
Yeah, Dean. And did you say Marielle? Marielle also? Marianne. Gary and Marianne.
Marianne, yeah.
Hi, Marianne. So, just talking about intention. You know, it sounds easy, and sometimes people can hear it, and it sloughs over because they say, okay, I want this to happen, and I want that to happen. And, of course, as all of you know, it's usually not that easy. And that having a high intent and expressing it and expanding your hologram to the place where you join with other high beings who support your intent is somewhat of a trick, particularly because we're dealing with things that are occurring in invisible levels. So one always, if one is looking at it empirically or logically, one would say, did that really happen? Is this really happening? And I suggest that anyone that's listening to this for the first time or even for a long time and still has a question, just to be open and open to the possibilities. Because it's something that you actually have to experience and know. You can't have it because I say so. Or even other people say so. It's got to be an individualized experience. But what we're doing here is offering the opportunity for that experience. And let's see, I hope somebody answers. Would anyone like to volunteer and share their experience of having an intent that they placed in this line for a high service or highest good of all concerned, and had something happen as a result? Would anyone like to share that? Uh-oh. God, I failed.
Well, would it be something that happened as a result of a grid healing?
Of course. It could be a grid healing. It could be calling in the light. It could be anything.
Yes?
Yeah. Go ahead, Terry.
We did a grid healing on a lady's house, and when we do the grid healing, it places a column of light over the house and through the house and into the ground. About a week later or so, there was tornadoes very near her house on two sides, and her house was surrounded by lightning, and she went out and looked, and over her house it was totally clear with a star in the sky and no damage.
I think that lady is on the line right now, right?
Is that lady on the line?
Can I mute everybody? Let me just check.
All callers are unmuted.
Hello, Kathy. Okay, let me just see if anyone's on the line. Is anyone on the line?
Terry's on the line.
Diana Wesley's on the line.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm Dean.
Okay, somebody's on the line. Now, none of you had something happen where you created an intent and something happened.
When this is Francis, my youngest daughter had a pregnancy last year. She was in her 40s, first time pregnant with a blessing of twins. And for 8 months, she was put into the light. And she had two perfect babies. Towards the end, when they were not in correct position, she miraculously found out, to her astonishment, that the babies had gotten in the proper position for birth several weeks before. The doctors had scheduled her for cesarean because this was not what they had been scanning her. It was found out that the babies were not in the correct position. And then they miraculously were ready to be born.
Wow. So if that didn't happen, they would have had a cesarean pregnancy, right?
They had cesarean, yes.
Right.
And delivered both babies in an hour and a half.
Did you start putting that in the light when you found out about it? How long before the birth?
Oh, I immediately put it into the light because she was 42 years of age and considered high risk and had high blood pressure and edema.
Great. Did the doctors think that was an unusual thing to happen?
Well, the medical community is very, very cautious, and they're dealing with adults, children going through a first pregnancy. They get a lot of information, and so they were going with the doctors, and I was going with, let's just see what nature will present, and that's why I put her into light on a nightly basis.
Okay, thank you so much for sharing that. Anyone else? I know you guys have had experiences. Don't be shy. Going once.
I'll share an experience, Wayne. It's Wesley.
Thanks, Wesley.
I had a situation with a friend from our dolphin school. I think this happened about maybe 5-6 months ago, where one of her sons was having a very hard time. He's has some kind of bipolar situation, and he had hurt himself and was in a pretty heavy place. And I started putting her and her son in the light on a regular basis, and the next time I saw her, and I probably did this maybe for about a month, the next time I saw her, I asked about how her son was doing, she says, oh, he's doing so much better. She says, she described him as, he's much more in light. And it wasn't the way she would normally talk about her son being in light, it was even a message for me, the way she described it, that this was related to putting them in the light. So
mm-hmm.
That was a very beautiful experience, and I was really happy for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Anyone else?
I can share something quickly, Undine. I have not been in communication with my sister since 2004. I just it created a lot of heartache. I just kept putting her in the light, and we're talking now and getting along great.
Great, thank you. Okay. I think we didn't prepare this, and I think people are nervous about being on the air. Because I know there's other people that have had experiences. Anybody else would like to share anything?
Yes, I have one. There's a friend of mine who used to come on this line, and she's temporarily off. And she had a problem with her house. She had mold all over her house, very unhealthy conditions, was sick always in the winter. We all continued to put her in the light, and she couldn't get out of that house. They wouldn't let her out of the house. They wouldn't insure the house. She was stuck in that very bad situation. And I wouldn't give up, and I kept putting her in the light. And just about a month ago, the bankers told her she could get out of the house, and she bought a new house.
Wow.
And I feel that was from all the times that we didn't give up on putting her situation into the light.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay, leave space for one more if anyone wants to do it. Okay, so what we do, we're talking about something now, and we're not actually doing it. And we are doing it, but we're not saying we're doing it. It happens. Every time people are engaged, there is always a group energy created. In fact, to my understanding, and I think this is a correct looking at it, when you think something, when you say something, it's kind of like you have this connection to this matrix on the other side. And everything we think, everything we say, is a computer monitor where you're clicking on an icon, and the icon's very small, and that represents the thought. And suddenly, that then brings in a whole part of a hologram. So if you think of somebody, part of you is with that person. If you think of a place, part of your being moves to that place. If you create an intent, your energy follows your intent. And when we want to accomplish something in the world, it takes the easy way to do it is to do it through a high intent and a co-creative effort with other people that anchors that thing to occur. And oftentimes, we need to start out with a vision of what is possible, so that even when something seems very far away and removed, the vision with an intent starts the process of something happening. And I know that I can share that one of my intents has been how to contribute to this planet. That's not an intent. That is a question, a challenge. How to contribute something to this planet based on the experiences I've had, the people around me, a planet that desperately needs contributions. And this conference call is one of the outcomes of my desire to do that. And part of me feels, gosh, I just haven't done enough, or I haven't reached enough people. And part of my unfulfilled intent is, does one reach more people? And when I say reach people, sometimes it sounds like, well, what does it mean to reach somebody? To me, reaching somebody means that the energy of this co-creation can be shared with another so they can partake of it and empower themselves. And not just to put a message out and it just comes and goes, but to actually empower another person to have their own experience and their own connection and their own ability to make a higher contribution to themselves, to their families, and to the world than they might have done otherwise. So, and of course, we have this connection with these two group souls that we've come to know as the Elohim group and the Ra group, who have said over and over again that they will add to our intents when they're positive and in the highest good of all concerned. And, Gary, are you on the line?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you're into it. This is called Seat of the Pants Radio. But later on we might open up to a conversation from the higher sources as to how we can learn to implement our intents to make things happen that we have vision, how to utilize this interaction to engage their help in increasing the speed and the impact of the intent to lift the vibration of this realm. How's that for a big one?
Work on it.
I'll come back to that, okay?
Okay.
Are they there?
Well, they're there, but I'm not coupled up at all.
You know, Terry works in an office, and basically I'm seeing if she can channel right now, and she has to have her environment just right, and so...
I can do it.
Pardon me?
Well, the thing of it is, it's like I'm in this horrendous work mode.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, let's move on.
I could call in the light and try to focus the energies more. You tell me. This is an evening where I leave spaces and nothing happens.
Were you talking about right now or later?
You know, right, as part of this call, we could do it.
You mean right now in the call or later in the call?
You tell me.
I have to get into the right state to be able to, and Gary, are you there? I'm here. I'm still trying to write the question down. You can do it, Terry.
Daphne?
Yeah.
You could take it if she doesn't.
No, I think this is for Terry. What is the question to how to...
You guys who are listening on BBS, let me just say, you are listening to a co-creative process where Terry and Daphne are both channels, and we have conversations with sources that identify themselves as the Elohim and different angelic forces, and they've been giving us a lot of guidance as to how their realm interfaces with our realm. And doing a live channeling is a very tricky thing in front of other people. It means that we have to create a space of safety at once. And we've done this very often, sometimes on this line and sometimes even in public. We just were at a convention called the Conscious Life Expo at the LAX Hilton. And both Terry and Daphne were both present, and they both actually got up in front of a group of people at a workshop, and individually, one started the channel and the other one finished it. And it was, we didn't know that was going to happen. It was quite an amazing experience. And the energy in the room when that was happening was just through the roof. It's one of those things that they actually videoed it, so that I'm going to go pick up the video and maybe I'll be able to put it on YouTube or something, and you guys can all share that. But you're hearing us now in kind of not a performance mode. We're just interacting like we normally interact, and I put the question out, and here, this was the question. How do we take the idea of intent and group intent, and then having the higher groups who are in service to others in the Christ of consciousness work with us to increase the speed at which a high intent can manifest in a world that desperately needs the manifestations of high intents and visions to reach and share and empower others. Did you follow the question?
Terry, they've been telling me that they've been working with you very specifically and increasing the amplitude and the range of your ability to access.
Yes.
And they really want you to move forward with this. At this point, you have more access to this information than I do.
Mm-hmm.
And they want you to take the step and just trust. Just jump off and just do it.
Okay.
I'm not putting you on the spot. I'm just saying my sources are saying this is...
I'm putting everybody on the spot, I guess.
What?
But I guess I'm putting people on the spot because I brought this up, and we didn't... But this always has to be on the spot because it has to come of the moment, these kinds of messages. It can't really be a performance that you prepare for.
Okay, why don't you give me a minute to go into the other room, because, you know, the high boss could walk by any second and knows what the hell I'm doing.
Okay.
So, just I'll be back on the line, okay?
Are you going to call back, or are you going to leave this line open?
No, I'm going to transfer the call to another phone.
All right. That's Terry transferring the call. Reality Talk Radio, the Winfrey Monday Night Conference line on BS Radio.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Okay. This is a little better. Could you read the question one more time?
Why don't I read the question? Why don't I call in the light, okay?
Okay.
And then I'll ask the question, okay?
All right.
All right. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and that any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe to the center of the galaxy, through our bodies, and to the center of the earth. Right now, we ask that all those on the line and all those who are listening join and create a group energy, those who are free-willing to do, choosing to do so. We create a group energy where we blend our soul matrixes, and we invite those sources, those group souls, those positive sources, service to others, operating in reflected light to join with our matrix that we're creating here. And we have a question. And the question is, how can we use our ability to create through intent to increase the speed at which we can manifest our intention and our vision to uplift the vibration in this realm, utilizing our connection with those group souls that we have been working with?
Okay, I have an answer. This is a serious question, and we are concerned at this juncture in time about some aspects of the future that are looking forward in possible parallel outcomes. One way that you and your group can help to speed up the manifestation of the intentions of the higher forces and of your group, your specific group, is to continue to call in the light for the grid healings, to on the weekly conference calls and on the conference call on Sunday, the grid healing, as soon as Gino's phone is fixed for the grid healing on Sunday, to call in the light specifically every single day on New York City, London, and Washington, D.C., also on Spain, to a lesser degree on Spain, but the light is the light. We are here for you, and we are pulling for your group and the outcomes of your group as they are for the highest good of all concerned. We are backing your group because of your pureness in intention and your ability to access our realms and our vibrations and to bring them and ground them into your earth plane. We have longed for a group that could do this with purity. Some groups are able to do it also, and we are working with them also. Your group has a purity that is uncommon to find. This one, Terry, is helping to bring the purity of our realm through into your realm. Sense the vibration, read the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. Listen to the channelings, sense the vibration. On your conference call on Wednesday, the idea of each one of you expressing your passions for about 2 minutes will also help to spread the vibration. If there would be some way to put the channeling on Wednesday onto the radio, that would make a wider audience. To also investigate other internet radios
or other media to express this through, to put out and hold in the light consistently as if you were doing a grid healing on it, the movie, the financing of the movie. We extend out over your listening audience and touch each one listening with love light. And are so appreciative that each one there is touching home for just maybe for the first time, and to let you know we are available here for you. And Godspeed. I don't know you.
Thank you very much. Would this be a good time to, would you be open to letting people ask questions right now?
You could, yes.
Okay. I would like you all to think of what might be a very high question, not a mundane one, that we can take this opportunity and ask. Say your name if you have a question.
I have a question.
Who's that?
Daphne.
Daphne, yes.
Mm-hmm. Terry, I'm experiencing an extreme kind of conflict inside of myself right now. It's very hard. So they give me some information as to how to move through this, what to focus on, and how to release some of the deep trauma and pain that I'm experiencing right now.
Yes. You are enmeshed in a matrix conflict within your conflict of your body and the interfacing of the surroundings around you. You may step to expand your space to a higher vibration into our realm for some relief and ground to our realm to our, as you are able to do, to it, it will, in this instant of this channeling at this time, it will be easier to you, for you to experience this as is a triangulation between you, the channel, and the Elohim. You may raise your vibration into our vibration and ease past the conflict, which is like a hard ball, like a ridge, like a barrier, and to just to release it and move through into a higher vibration of our realm where you then seek relief. And it is there and it is available to you. And this is what we mean by connecting to the higher realm, to grounding to the higher realm. Because when you ground to the lower surroundings, they do not support you in the manner that you are used to. So if you ground with us, we are stable, non-judgmental, therefore you and loving, and you may reorient. You may express your desires and how you wish it to be, and then become a beacon, and we will help you become a beacon for those things that you desire. And you may then attract to you the surroundings that you wish to have around you and to create, to interface with. And it, you may use the connection with us for relief until you may swing your surroundings around to the surroundings that you wish.
Could I ask a second part of the question?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ever since we've done the expo, I don't know if it's negative backlash or what, but feelings of extreme self-loathing, self-castigation, self-hatred, unworthiness, I mean, they're at a fervent pitch. How can I move through that?
This is based upon false data that has been given you and interwoven into your matrix in the past, and it is totally false data and not to be grounded to or relied on or trusted or looked at as true. It is totally false data, no matter anything, no matter what you've done in the past ever, no matter what. You are a beautiful, shining, beautiful being, and it may take a little while to sort your way through that, but use as a stable datum our love for you, and that you are a very beautiful being, and that no matter what, it's a lower level false datum that you are resonating with. So the reason why you feel bad about it is because you know it's not true. It's something that isn't the highest beauty, the highest self that is, and you know your God self, and it's, the loathing is so much in divergence with your God self that it feels terrible. So just let it go as you can, and it all may not all be yours. It may be false data. It's very hard to dispense stuff that isn't yours, that's hanging around. So you just, whatever it is, tell it, you know, it's okay, you know, it's okay. And whoever, whatever it is, it isn't true, and you are beautiful, and you are loved, and we love you, and ground to that stable datum. Ground there every day, and we will shine on you, and we will let you know that we love you, and you are beautiful and a treasure. You are a treasure.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Let's take this moment. We only have a few minutes. We called it in the light. So let's just send the light to some of those places in the world. Let's put our energies together and send them as a group energy with those energies of the Elohim and Ra to New York City as a light column over that entire city. Let's just think of landmarks in that city, the Empire State Building, United Nations Bridge, Broadway, Greenwich Village, the rivers surrounding New York, and see
the railway system.
the railway system.
Particularly the railway system and the in and out, the flow of shipments of things in and out on the railroad cars. Put protective light around the railway system, around the transportation system, around the boats, around the tugboats, the barges. Put protective energy around those areas, and that it would be such a strong protection of love light. An interlocking of light.
And should we include the airports also?
Yes.
Can it
also include the Boston Airport when you come to it.
Okay, and we just ask for any interventions that can stop any fear-creating events in the New York area. Now we move to Boston. Boston Airport. I'm not familiar with the geography of Boston as I am with New York, but I can see skyline, the Boston skyline, the freeway. We can move to Washington, D.C. London, and we'll bring all these cities into the light during the course of this week when we do our conference calls. On that note, I'm going to say good night to everyone that's listening on BBS Radio. Thank you for joining us. We do have nightly conference calls, healing gatherings, and you can learn more about it. Higher-vision.org. We thank Don and Seth and the BBS staff for bringing this show on the air. Good night, and for those of you that are on the line, we'll go through our individual putting in of the light requests. So, Wayne.
Hi, Peggy Lee Quayler here. Thanks for listening to Songs from Our Stories Untold album. Copies of the album are available from cdbaby.com/cd/Peggy Lee with an A. And thanks for listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com, the number one internet radio network on the planet.